Beloved, Christ is in our midst. On Thursday, we concluded that portion of our Paschal season with the singing of the Christ is Risen as Christ ascended to heaven, a feast which we continue to celebrate now until Friday, and then next Sunday will be the 50 days since Pascha, Pentecost. And in this celebration of our Lord's ascension into heaven, we are drawn again to contemplate on the great humility of our Lord Jesus Christ. That every aspect of his life was one filled with humility, not because humility is what he does, but because humility is who he is. For he came descending from heaven and was incarnate. That is, he took our flesh. The one who fashioned our flesh, the Creator, takes flesh from the Virgin by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he is born in a cave in Bethlehem with no fanfare, with no crowds, and then eventually with a king seeking to take his life. And then he lives among the people working miracles, where some accept him and others reject him. And he finally is crucified as a criminal, naked and buried among the evildoers. And then even in his resurrection, not seen by others, revealed by an angel to the women, and his disciples didn't even believe what they had to say, that he was risen from the dead. And now this feast of his glorious ascension, which we call glorious, but took place only before a few people, his mother and the disciples in the olive groves on Mount of Olives outside of Jerusalem. And there, it is glorious because he who came down from heaven as God, invisible, took on our flesh and became visible. And now he goes to heaven in a way he never was before. He takes our humanity with him, with the marks of the nails in his hands and his feet, the wound of the spear in his side, and he carries us up with him to heaven, where even now he is enthroned at the right hand of God the Father. And this he did again in humility before few people. And as he went up to heaven, it was angels who were there to tell his mother and disciples that he was going up to his Father, and that in the same way, he will come again from the heavens to the earth to raise up all the dead, those who have lived in him to the resurrection of life, and those who have lived hating him to the resurrection of judgment. This is the humility of our Lord and Savior, because he is humility. And he calls us, brothers and sisters, to be that humility also. To be ones who do not give offense. To ones who do not speak against. To be ones who do not judge. Who do not judge even those who commit evil deeds. Because this is who our Savior is. And we call ourselves after him. We call ourselves Christians, meaning we follow Christ. And in being Christians, we are to live bearing him within us, to be Christ bearers, him living in us, the one who so humbled himself to become us, not only became us, but he wants to live in each one of us. He takes us for himself. Brothers and sisters, let us live in him who is humility, in him who committed no sin, in him who utters not even a word of judgment against those who wrong him, but becomes their defender before his Father, who reigns with the Holy Spirit to ages of ages. Amen.